From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court's big decision yesterday in Janus versus AFSCME bars unions from collecting fees from non-union members in the public sector. So it takes aim specifically at government workers, a third of whom are unionized. But what might this decision mean for workers and unions in the private sector? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 6.5% of workers in private companies are union members. But the Janus decision could still do some damage to unions that represent them. That's because some big private sector unions have been organizing government workers, says attorney Stephen Suflis at law firm Ballard Spahr.
The Teamsters, SEIU, the auto workers, to the extent that their revenue stream is reduced, they'll have less dollars to commit in the private sector for organizing new members.
The Janus decision is based on a First Amendment argument that doesn't apply to workers at private companies, says Susan Sherman at Rutgers University. Still, she says anti-union activists have other ways to advance their agenda.
The next step in the private sector that conservative politicians will aim is, I think they'd like to gut the National Labor Relations Act and have a national right to work law.
28 states already have right-to-work laws that ban public and private sector unions from collecting fees from non-members. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.